This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Experience their uniqueness, their lovability, their livability. Am I going over the top or is it okay? You want me to keep going?
I know. We like it.
Love that. Okay. Yeah. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen with the bar scene from Star Wars in my mind as I look at the list of attendees for Fidel Castro's funeral. Ah, this is a great, listen to this. Let's see. We start with the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, a close ally of that nutbird that died. What was his name? The guy that ran Venezuela? Remember him?
Oh, him. God. Chavez, yeah. Right?
No.
Yes. No.
What? No.
Wait,
no.
Venezuela. Come on.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You're supposed to know. This is important stuff.
If you don't
stuff.
Know, I don't know.
Oh, thank you. Bolivian President Evo Morales. Evo means, it's spelled E-V-O, but everybody spells it E-V-I-L.
Current President Nicolas Maduro, Hugo yeah. Chavez.
I was right. That's what I said. Chavez.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right,
okay.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is coming. South Africa's Jacob Zuma will be there at Castro's funeral. Yep. China is sending Vice President Li Yanqiao. Let's see here. Chinese President Xi Jinping went to the Chinese embassy to pay his condolences, saying China had lost a close comrade.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
let's see
something.
Here. Uh-huh. Let's see. Who else have we got that's going to the funeral? The list is rather short of world leaders. I don't see too many others.
Sounds like it wouldn't be a bad idea to stand there with the butterfly net and collect all these people that are coming through.
All right, exactly. All right, so that's nobody. I'm surprised Donald Trump's not going, and neither is.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
No.
Of course not.
What about Justin Trudeau, or is he just laying low right now?
He heard the threats of everyone saying it. No.
What a moronic thing to say. Meanwhile, Trump says, I'm going to.
On?
What?
Yes, before we move on from that, you know why Justin Trudeau likes him so much?
No.
He was a pallbearer in his father's funeral.
Really? I didn't know. What?
Fidel Castro.
Weird.
Yeah, you know, because the dad used to be prime minister.
Yes, he did.
And Justin Trudeau's dad, right, and he was the pallbearer for him. Yeah, weird.
Mm. All right. Well,
all right,
nice
Donald Trump, back to you.
Now, back to me in the studio?
Back to you in the studio.
Okay, let's do some people news. Everybody ready, or do you have some more to say about Fidel Castro? And not that
I'm going to wait till you say it, and then I'm going to interrupt you.
Live people. Why, did I interrupt you?
No, I interrupted you.
Okay, feel free. Elizabeth Hurley and Hugh Grant rekindling their old spark. You may recall this small item that broke them up 16 years ago. Hooker Divine Brown was caught in the car with Hugh Grant on Sunset in front of the what's the music store? What's the brand?
Tower
music?
Records.
No.
Virgin Records.
Virgin, right.
Which she was not.
He wasn't?
Funny juxtapositioning.
He wasn't a virgin. Oh, yeah,
and Divine Brown? No, yeah, he was not a virgin.
So anyway, apparently this past weekend, they were seen together.
Divine Brown and Hugh Grant?
No way.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
No.
Elizabeth Hurley. What are you? How's this getting so confusing?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Okay, next.
Wait, Elizabeth Hurley and Hugh Grant together.
Yes, yes.
They're best friends.
Yes, now they're doing even more than that, apparently.
Well, they were together for, like, how many years?
Long time. Yeah, they were. All right, so I just wanted you all to know that they were back together again. All right, everybody's all set with that? You're all cool?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. We were this morning talking about this lady in the store that fell down as a result of a drug overdose. And I began to think a little bit about what that all means. If you haven't heard the story, there's a woman that is in custody in Lowell, Massachusetts. Yesterday was the second time in a couple of months that she OD'd on the floor of a department store. And the daughter is 2.5 years old, and you see in the video her crying over, "Mother, Mommy, please wake up, please wake up." So I'm trying to not be judgmental. I was pretty judgmental before, but my son, who's a drug and alcohol counselor, heard me talking about this. He's on his way back to Los Angeles after having spent Thanksgiving here. And he sent me down a street that I perhaps am well suited to examine with you. And that's whether or not this drug stuff comes as a result of mental illness. And how does mental illness affect Americans like this in all walks of life? And is there a degree? Is serious and not serious? But there's a lot of mental illness in this country, for sure. And it seems to come out more at this time of year for perhaps obvious reasons. So in a moment, we'll meet Dr. Daniel Mordecai to talk about how we can sort of bring mental health and wellness ideas together, see if we can work on some of these things to solve some of the problems which we find affecting those many times that are near and dear to us. That's up and coming here with DJB, 13 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Cheers! How can you two just relax in your robes right now?
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list of gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list.
And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The day is upon us as we work our way through some of the things that we would like to forget about. Thanksgiving starts us to thinking, after we've eaten a lot, maybe had too much to drink, about what's really going on with some of the members of our family. Dr. Daniel Mordecai is here, a leading psychiatrist. He actually works at Kaiser Permanente. And I want to talk to him about this Find Your Words campaign they've initiated, how you may want to get involved if it affects you and your family. So let's talk about some of the signs and symptoms of depression, because this is not a permanent... As a matter of fact, if I can bring a personal story into this, Dr. Mordecai, to get us started.
Absolutely, Doug.
Tell the story. I'm not going to mention who in my family, but there is a person in my family who is stuck. And she's stuck because she was going to get married to a guy she loved and found he was cheating on her, and she went right into a funk. And has been in a funk for 4 or 5 months, can't seem to get a job, even though she has a brilliant background in a particular profession. She could be making a lot of money, but she's frozen. So the suggestion was made that she get on an antidepressant, and she was worried she thought she'd get hooked. But antidepressants are not the sort of thing, like some of the drugs that you get hooked on, that you would find that once you got to your point of being better, you could just get off of. Is that one of the things that people don't want to do? They don't want to treat their mental afflictions because they're afraid that the drugs will be something to get addicted to?
I certainly run into that a lot, where people are reluctant to take medications to address these issues. The fact is, they don't always have to. There are other things you can do to address depression and anxiety that don't involve medications. But a real important point, and you already raised it, is that antidepressants are not addictive. They're not habit-forming in the same way that, you know, drugs of abuse are that we think of. And, you know, people, when they feel better, will generally go off their antidepressants and do well, although some people need to stay on them for a long time.
Right.
You mentioned the Find Your Words campaign, and we really hope that people will join us in this campaign to try and lift the stigma about getting treatment. And, you know, the relative that you described, you know, is facing a certain amount of stigma, whether it's stigma about taking medications or stigma about getting treatment. We really want to let people know that these are conditions that are treatable and that there's hope, and we want people to have the information to go forward and get on the path to recovery.
All right, so the number we saw, I think the last 4 or 5 weeks, a lot of information, up to 20 million Americans are on drugs. How many of these are people who could benefit from perhaps some of this work that you're talking about at Kaiser Permanente?
So are you talking about on drugs, like they have substance use disorders?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are depressed, get on to serious drugs because they are depressed, and if they were following your protocol, they wouldn't have to go down that street, it would seem.
Yeah, so we see lots of people who have what's called co-occurring disorders, right? So they might have a substance use disorder, most commonly alcohol, but in our country we're increasingly seeing problems with opiates and other kinds of drugs, and they have a mental health condition, and both of them are treatable. You mentioned that your son is a substance abuse counselor, and he's bringing hope to people every day to say, look, you can move away from this approach to living your life and get on one that's going to be much better for you, much better for your family, better for your community.
Mm-hmm. So give us a few tips. We got a minute or so here. If you're suffering from depression, what do you do? First of all, you got to recognize it. Family members got to recognize it. But then where do you go from there?
Right, sure. So somebody's going to recognize it, whether the person themselves or you as a family member or loved one or coworker. And I think the first step is to have a conversation. You know, make it safe to talk about these things and open that door. And then listen without judgment. And, you know, don't rush in to fix it. Just let them say what's going on with them. And then help them get help. And a good place to start is this website that we developed for this campaign at findyourwords.org. Connects people. If you're a Kaiser Permanente member, it tells you how to get help. If you're not a member, it connects you to reputable organizations out there like the National Alliance for Mental Illness, the Crisis Text Line, Mental Health America, Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So we really wanted to make this available to everybody as a way to get a start on this process.
I guess we're so confronted by some of these stories every day, and we wonder if these people are mentally ill. The fellow shot up Ohio State, for example. You know, and there have been other stories about young men who do these horrible things, and they're all pretty much figure. I mean, I think you got to be mentally ill to do that stuff, don't you?
Well, you know, unfortunately, mental illness comes into the public consciousness around crime, mostly violent acts, things like that. The fact is that people with mental health conditions are much more likely to be victims of crime than they are to perpetrate crime. You know, some of those horrific acts, you know, do involve people who have serious mental illnesses. But, you know, the real problem is the over 40 million people in our country who have these issues at a much milder level and can get
help.
Nobody
recognizes.
I hope people will take the message that, you know, that there's hope. These are treatable conditions.
The website, again, is findyourwords.org. Dr. Donald Mordecai here with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Because your clap's a little slow there.
Yeah, a slow clap. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, slow clap.
How you clap then?
Later we'll have a clappable song.
Yeah.
We'll
do
some caroling. Here we go.
No, I want clap. What is that? Yeah, what are you doing? What is that? Yeah, I'm not really sure what Jen is doing there.
It's called a delay on this shoddy equipment that you give me, sir. Here in my room, it sounds just well.
Once again, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, anyway, get used to it.
We're going through, yes, I have, thank you. All the songs listed that are being tracked in digital sales this year, the 10 most downloaded holiday songs so far. I include Last Christmas by Wham, Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms, Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano, Where Are You? Christmas by Faith Hill, Christmas Canon by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and this is number 5, Brenda Lee from 1958, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Crank it up. All right, let's see how I can transition a little smoother this time than I did last time. May we now proceed on to the story of Dee Snider? Twisted Sister rocker Dee Snider shot the video for his song So What on the site of the protest in Dakota. Good for him. His crew was among the unarmed Native American tribes as they were fired upon last week with the rubber bullets and the tear gas. They called it a flashbang. The grenades were thrown into them. They were hosed down by water cannons. I did not realize they were there until this, Victoria. So yeah. The filmmakers have shot, even when the tear gas and the other things were going on, they kept shooting away. One of the photographers was targeted and shot with a rubber bullet, kept filming away. This tells the story. I'd like to highlight this because I'm so annoyed at our country and what we're doing, or not our country, but the leadership of our country, or let's say the lack of leadership of this country. This is something that we're going to see. When is this supposed to come out? It's available already, is it?
No, I think they just filmed it, so he said he hopes to have it out by the end of the month, so the end of the year.
Month.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Let's hope there's still some to protest at that point in time. All right, let's see. What else musically is going on? If you are a Blue Velvet fan and you got a lot of dough, Dennis Hopper's personal LP record collection, you got about 100 or so, stocked up with the copies of classic LPs with rare recordings. You can buy it for $150,000. By the way, that was half the budget for the film Easy Rider.
Wow.
The collection is offered up by Marin Hopper, his daughter. Handwritten notes to the actor from various artists and several unreleased records. It's a very personal biography of Dennis Hopper's musical journey. So says the listing. Let's see what's in this collection. Let's see. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. Leonard Cohen's Songs from a Room. I guess we could figure out. We could have figured Hopper was from this ilk. Bob Dylan's Highway 60. Oh, yeah. But look at the people who were his friends. Hollow Starship, Dragonflies in here, and Fleetwood Mac's Future Games. True value of the collection comes in vinyl available nowhere else. Like there's a 1970 recording of Blue Suede Shoes from Carl Perkins that he made just for Hopper as a gift. Man, that would be something.
That's really cool.
And the money's going to be donated to the Future Heritage Fund, which is a partnership with the New Mexico Community Foundation to support cultural and artistic nonprofit organizations in New Mexico.
Cool. Was he from New Mexico?
No, he lived there, though. He had a house there.
Oh.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other problems, there are many of them. In fact, 1 out of 5 dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age. It's heartbreaking to see your pet, once full of life and energy, slow down and simply prefer just to hang around. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for too often. You must learn to identify the clue that your pet is not feeling well and be proactive. Consult your veterinarian. Does your pet need supplements? Check closely your pet's weight. Keep those nails trimmed. Keep your pets physically active. And when your pet is in an excessive and continued pain, painkillers may be given, prescribed by your veterinarian only. You know, dogs and cats do suffer with arthritis, and it's important to look at your pets when they're feeling good, because this way you can tell when they're not feeling good and take action. Dogs and cats can be silent sufferers. Sometimes when they're not feeling good, they just wander off and suffer on their own. So it's up to you as a good pet guardian to be watchful and notice any changes in your pet's behavior and take action immediately. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself. Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver. Especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Almost ran out, so welcome back.
Ah, yes. And a wonderful when nature calls. Hello, it's DJ V. Twins.
Okay. And then you have to tell us why.
Oh, it was all that speculation. I thought I'd put it to rest. Okay. So, for those of you who travel a good deal, I'm one of those people that, in my attempts to get from one side of the country to another, I pretty much avoid Chicago O'Hare Airport like the plague. And here's yet another reason to avoid the airport today, because thousands of workers are walking off the job today at O'Hare over union rights And they are not satisfied with their hourly wage of $15 an hour. So they've got 500 and some odd workers that committed to strike. Another 500, 600, 700 say that they're thinking of not showing up at all. Never mind, you know, there's 500. They'll walk around with placards, that bunch. But then the rest of them just stay home. They are cabin cleaners. That is the people that clean out the planes. The wheelchair attendants who get people off the plane and then sit around and wait for the next plane to come in. Baggage handlers. So these people are not actually employees of the airport. They're employees of the private contractors who work there, and they want more than $15 an hour. They're trying to unionize with the Service Employees International Union, Local 1, that has promised them more money if they join. Isn't that always what the unions? I belong to 7 unions in my life, and none of them were worth a damn. It's just that I had to join in order to get the job. I always got out of it what I put into it. I got paid what I deserved to get paid, and then some. So how is it these? I have strong feelings about this, and everybody sort of has one side or another. Not many people in the middle of this. But can you imagine the disruption for United and American, a hub for both of them, that between the two of them have 489 flights a day? out of O'Hare, you got to be thinking to yourself, okay, I'm not going to do that if I can help it today, because a lot of you can't help it because you already got your ticket. Anyway, the strike is part of a nationwide campaign put forth by these unions, the Service Employees International Union, to get hourly wages up. Actually, I understood there was a plan. Did I see someplace a plan to walk off the job at McDonald's today, too? Some other that passport, especially really? At the airports.
I feel like, I don't know. That might. There was a national McDonald's strike a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is for the benefit of the traveling public that uses McDonald's in the airport. Every airport's got a McDonald's.
Right.
So this is for your benefit, folks. I don't know. Maybe you actually will benefit from it because you don't go eat that garbage. You go somewhere else. Oops, wait a minute. I shouldn't say that because it probably... I didn't mean McDonald's. I mean...
You allowed to say that?
Yeah. Whatever. Go eat something else that might you might find more appealing at the airport. There's no way I'm going to win after what I just said, so I better move on.
Just keep going. Nothing to see here, folks.
No. Okay. Let's see what's going on the border. How many people are following what's happening as the surge continues this week? We talked about this last week. All of the people from Central America who want to get here before Donald Trump becomes president so he can send them home.
I know, right?
Okay, the report is that there is a huge rise in the flow of migrants who are coming into our country. They've been urged to leave their countries to come to the United States before Trump takes office. One of the main suppliers of these people is El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, amongst other. So,
did you hear the latest appointment from Trump about this, by the way?
There's some woman that's controversial. I don't know who.
No, this is a guy. El Chapo is actually going to be the head of the DEA.
Oh.
Once he tunnels out of prison, that is.
Excuse me. That's funny.
I mean, get back in your iron lung. My God.
My boy, I still have that thing in my throat, in my lungs. Excuse me. But that was funny. Even though it sounded like I was dying, it was actually funny.
Even though I might have just checked out for a moment.
No, it's very funny. Okay, let's see what else is going on around the world. Everybody ready for the international report? Japan. Leave it to them to come up with a vacation spot that combines the thrills of an amusement park with the relaxation benefits of a spa. The mayor of Beppu, which is home to some of Japan's most famous hot springs, on social media, sharing a video of a spa amusement park. Ooh, I like that name. Spa amusement.
It's a good name.
Bathtubs on carousels. Roller coasters
awesome.
Filled with spring water.
I love it.
Steamy trolley rides guaranteed to clear your pores. Aha! Apparently, they're pretty serious about this stuff. At the end of the clip, the mayor Yashuhiro Nagana says that this would be a dreamy escape reality if the YouTube video were to reach a million views. And 4 days after the video was released, it did. Now it's got 2 million views. And the mayor seems to be pretty excited about the potential of the spa amusement park in his area. There's a press release floating around affirming the video's success, thanking the public for their support. The date has not been set for opening this park, but he says it's currently working there in the city, working on input from a large number of people to draw up the plans. So this is just somebody's dream at the moment. They're going to do it, or they say they're going to do it, so they got a little pre-publicity to see. It's actually pretty smart to see what the reaction would be of the public to something like this. That'd be a good tourist.
Well, the video, which is actually posted on our social media on Facebook and at djvshow.com, you can see it. The video is hilarious, and it is so realistic. I don't even know how they made it. I mean, it looks like it's just a bunch
of people there
in towels walking around, which is kind of the downside of the spa amusement park. Mm-hmm. But some people in towels that you don't really want to see in towels. But
is that like
really
a picture of me from the spa?
Something like that.
My towels and my coat on.
Just like that, but different.
Yeah, but it is hilarious. And at the end, the mayor is in a suit with his pant legs rolled up and sitting with his feet in the spa. And he's addressing the crowd saying, like, this, you know, is a dream, but this could become a reality. So it's
just a dream, just a dream.
Only in the way the Japanese could do.
A dream. All right, let's see. What else have we got? Let's go to France. The pleasure factor and what it means. Americans talk about food in terms of its nutritional value. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it healthy? Nutritionists say the problem is that this creates emotions around food. If you eat too much, you have guilt. This is in itself not. Is it good or is it bad? What is it that is it your lack of control of your emotions that make you feel negatively about what you eat? How about the way to ill health? I look at this stuff, excuse me, as being, I guess I do feel guilty when I eat too much. I don't know it's going to hurt nobody but me.
Or too much bad stuff.
Yeah, I eat too much fried food, too much ice cream, too many candy bars, whatever it is. So now the French say you should look at food the way we look at food, through the lens of pleasure. Will the food bring you joy? Yeah, that's a way of getting kind of zen on this, right?
Yeah.
Let's have a Milky Way bar.
Think about sort of the French style, though. Like, the American style is all about eating massive quantities of food, where
right,
they'll eat, like, bread and cheese and chocolate, but they actually enjoy it. They actually take the time to feel like they're indulging
called
in it.
Dining, not eating.
That's right.
I've heard that before. I've been told when I'm in the proper company, we dine, we do not eat.
And think about how much more full and satisfied you feel when you leave a meal like that than you do maybe just grabbing something on the fly or just making something quickly at home.
Pretty smart.
Whoever tells you that's pretty smart.
Well, it's also mindfulness and being present, and it's not, you know, about being on your phone the whole time. I mean, there's so the European style and approach to dining is just so different. And, I mean, my dad is from Ireland and by way of England came to America and is very much in that European style. We used to joke as kids that it took him forever to finish his meal. My dad has never had more than a 32 waist in his life.
Really?
I mean, he's in fabulous shape. And, he doesn't eat as much as the rest of us do. And he's very slow and deliberate, which helps your body digest more. I mean,
eating slowly? Absolutely.
Yeah, and actually chewing your food more. I mean, America, and I always go back to this, I blame everything on the 1950s science in America because that's when food science became a thing. And the texture of our food has been altered so much that you chew once and you swallow. And that's not how real food is supposed to be.
No.
So there's such a vast difference between the American and the European sensibility about food.
Palate of your mouth. Yeah, supposed to be. Zoom.
What's happening? Silence alarms are going off. Did you take a nap?
Jen, you're reading my mind.
I'm just relaxing.
Alert,
having a
this
pot
radio
of
show will
chili.
Self-destruct. Oh, yeah. Three. Silence.
All right, 45 past the hour. TV news next year.
Ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Being in the car doesn't mean being out of the sun.
When you're sitting near a window, whether it's in your home or in a car, you still do get ultraviolet light rays.
Mayo Clinic dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis says ultraviolet light type A is able to penetrate windows and put you at risk for skin damage.
So the time inside the car is equivalent to being outside with regards to UVA light. Ultraviolet light type A causes deeper, more long-term chronic damage to the skin.
Dr. Davis says protect yourself in the car the same way you would in the sun.
You should wear sunscreen at all times.
SPF 15 for quick errands, SPF 30 for longer trips, and SPF 50 for all-day adventures. Big sunglasses help too. And a film or window tint that blocks ultraviolet light can also be added to your car windows, although rules for its use vary by state. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Let's get to the TV news. Netflix sets a premiere date for Drew Barrymore's comedy Santa Clarita Diet. What's this all about? This is Netflix is, man, are they spending money on product? Woof.
I know.
So this has show has Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant. They'll go worldwide on Netflix February the 3rd. The two of them are husband and wife, and they're in the real estate business, leading vaguely discontented lives in the suburbs of Santa Clarita. Jennifer?
Right up the street from me. That's right.
Their daughter is with them. I don't know who this is. Liv Hewson, who's she? She's a new actress? Teenage daughter?
Yeah, young Australian actress.
Really? All right, so what do we think? Is this going to, is Drew Barrymore have enough power to get people to watch this, not knowing much?
I think so. I mean, you've got The Ranch with Ashton Kutcher. You have a lot of these shows that get these big names attached to them that aren't available on traditional TV. And I think because of those names, they get some press, and then people actually hear about them, and they like them. And obviously, the product has to be good, but I just had someone tell me the other day how much I'm missing out by not watching The Ranch with Ashton Kutcher. So,
really?
Yeah.
All right, what are we watching tonight, Jen?
Oh, boy, Dougie, I'm so excited. One of my favorite Christmas specials is on CBS, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, one of those claymation classics. It's such a cute one. CBS at 8 o'clock. You can go to the Island of Toys and sing a little Silver and Gold, of course. The CW is in the midst of their crossover week. This tonight is no exception. CW at 8 has The Flash. They are going to be crossing over with Arrow, Supergirl, and The Legends of Tomorrow. So that's pretty cool. And then brand new show, This Is Us on NBC. You can't miss it. This is a good one at 9 o'clock. One of my favorite picks.
10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Now with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and our friend Amy Newmark, who is the author of a lot of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. She's the editor-in-chief. She's a publisher, and she has a great podcast that are available on Apple iTunes and Stitcher.com and TuneIn.com, DougStefan.com, DJVShow.com. So a lot of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, we have a focus on some great Christmas gift ideas for children. There are important things that are in consideration here. So we'll get to those considerations and those ideas to help you out in just a moment.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs. And cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better. A commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
All right, Amy Newmark is here with us, 55 past the hour. So great Christmas gift ideas. We're into this big time now, Amy, with Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And this thing started last week, goes on for a month. Deals, deals, and more deals. But there are important things to consider when you're trying to get really good things for your children. Not just things, but things. Do you know what I mean? There's a difference between things and things. And I think simply have you. Yeah.
All right. So I have a gift idea that won't cost you anything, that you can make at home, that you can do at the last minute, and it will be your kid's favorite Christmas gift. And this is something I came up with years and years ago when my kids were probably around 10 years old. I realized that what drove them crazy was that they didn't have any control over their lives at all. Even over the little things like staying up an hour past bedtime once in a while, or watching TV on a school night once in a while, or having me buy them a candy bar at CVS once in a while. And so I made them a book of coupons one Christmas. And they got coupons that they had to use over the entire year, so they learned how to budget. They got 12 coupons to stay up an hour past bedtime. They got 12 coupons that had to last them a whole year to watch 1 hour of TV on a school night. They got 4 coupons for a whole year to have me buy them candy when we were at the store. And they got coupons for getting a soda once in a while. They got all kinds of coupons for special privileges that we used to argue about all the time. They were always negotiating for these things. Mm-hmm. And we had peace in our house for years because every year at Christmas, they got coupons.
That's fabulous.
If they wanted to stay up an hour past bedtime, they gave me a coupon. I guarantee you, over the course of a year, they stayed up past bedtime fewer times. They ate less candy. They drank less soda. They watched less TV. And yet they felt they were in control of these things.
Mm-hmm. Control. It's what we all seek, no matter what our age. It would appear it's part of the human DNA, the human condition.
Well, and that also teaches budgeting, and in a sense, it's currency.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many more lessons in that that's not just about control. But that's a great thing, Amy.
Yeah.
It worked out wonderfully, and I have a whole section in my Simply Happy book about how I did it and some other ideas like that for letting your kids have control over the little things so that you can still hold the reins on all the big things.
The important things, yeah. All right, so let's check this out. Chickensoup.com is the website. That'll bring you to a podcast. DougStefan.com and DJVShow.com bring you to a copy of the podcast. Chickensoup.com, what a great place for inspiration and ideas. I'm going to do the coupons to have candy and ice cream for my grandson. That's going in his stocking. Got it out. I'm working on the coupons right now. Thanks, Amy. Thanks a bunch. Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup of the Soul series at 59F.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.